Hi, it's Steve Bertrand from WGN Radio here with another Lending Inspiration Small Business Success Story, sponsored by Republic Bank of Chicago. Today, I'm talking with Bob Kiley from Able Pest Control. Bob's the owner, president of Able Pest Control, and he's here to share his inspiring story on why he became his own boss, the challenges he faced along the way, and how he achieved his dreams. Bob, welcome. Tell me a little bit about your business.
I'm in the pest control business. Extermination, I guess, is what everybody likes to refer to it as. I started this back in the, I would say, mid-80s. Me and a couple of guys working for a company decided that we would like to go off on our own. And I think it's probably similar to a lot of people. I want to get on my own thing, and I know I can do this. So, that was the initial step. And get involved in it and come to realize, wow, this isn't as easy as it sounds. So that's kind of how we started out. And by 92, that relationship had soured. I mean, the business was growing. I mean, we were picking up customers. But, you're with guys that have different visions that necessarily maybe don't want to work as much as you do. Bottom line is, in 92, I just incorporated as my own business.
Tell me about that. Once you started on your own, what was your biggest challenge?
Yeah, the biggest challenge, in the beginning, it was, just a lot of hours. I was going to make it go, and I went all over the place to make sure that I had something coming in. Probably the biggest challenge was in 82, I had my first child, and in 85, I had my second one. So I was starting a business as I was starting my family. For me, the big thing was making sure that I was doing enough work to make, pay my bills and bring up my children.
Yeah, I would imagine it's sort of an added pressure when you go home and you've got...
Right. You leave your corporate sales gig or whatever you want to call it, and all of a sudden you don't have your insurance, and then you start to realize that, boy, there's a lot of peripheral expenses to having a business. I mean, a business is great, but a business is also a money pit. I mean, it eats money. It sounds really glamorous to have your own business. Listen, I'm still in it. I still love it. I'm still out working with my guys. But I've put in a lot of time and a lot of effort. I'm truly blessed. But there's just a lot more to it than you think when you get started.
I know that partnerships are important, too. So tell me a little bit about your partnership with Republic Bank.
I met Steve Campanella a long, long time ago. And it was actually prior to him even going to Republic Bank. He helped me get a mortgage back in the day when I had just started. And just getting a mortgage when you're self-employed can be a challenge in itself. And he got me through that process. And we've maintained that friendship ever since. And that goes back, I don't remember the exact time frame, but maybe the late 90s. And at that time, I did not bank with him. He just got me a mortgage. And then he came back to me after he went to Republic, and he goes, hey, what do I need to do to get your business account? And I said, the biggest challenge I face is now that I've got some employees, and because I have a seasonal aspect to my business, I want to pay my guys. My employees are my family. I treat those guys like family. They mean a lot to me, and I want to be there for them. And there's certain times of year for us where it's slow, and it would be easy to put them on unemployment, kind of dance around that whole thing. But I did not want to do that. So I said, can we come up with some kind of line of credit where in my slow season I can keep everybody on full time? I'll bite the bullet, and then when we get busy, we go back after it and we move forward. And I'm not a huge operation. I typically employ, I would say, between 7 and 10 people. But it's all relative. Payroll's payroll. It's relentless. So having that line of credit as a backup would get me through those couple of months where the cash flow is not what it needs to be.
So you started with your business, you were starting your family at the same time, and you talked about your coworkers or the guys who work for you are family. I mean, I would imagine your bank and people at Republic Bank are kind of family as well.
They really are. I mean, Steve and I play golf together. I've watched his kids grow up. He's watched mine grow up. Our kids now play with us. It's a great relationship. It goes way beyond business. And my business has always been that way to me anyway. Business is business, but you can't help but develop relationships. And I've got some customers now that I've had seriously for 40-some years. So I'm not only am I doing them, I'm doing their family and their young children. And it's just personal to me. The same thing with the people at the bank. I like to go to a bank where I can go in the door and talk to somebody that I know. And you know, I grew up in a small town in Wisconsin, and I like that. And they provide that. I mean, there's certain people over there that I've dealt with for many years, and it's a more comfortable feeling to have that relationship.
That's Bob Kiley, the owner of Able Pest Control.
Lending Inspiration, Small Business Success Stories is brought to you by Republic Bank of Chicago. The financial solutions you want and the expertise you need. This is business banking done right, right now. This is Republic Bank of Chicago, member FDIC.